Welcome to Grad Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaik Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. Grad Audio goes with a booklet called Grad, which can be downloaded for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. There's also a workbook to help you digest the content. Grad was originally meant as a support for first-year students at university, but most of the content is relevant to anyone who is studying. It is loosely organized according to the four terms of the academic year, but you can dip in and out as you wish. The chapters don't build on each other. This one, however, does serve as an introduction to the whole picture. In the first place, congratulations. You have managed to start studying. You've taken an enormous step towards a life in which you can look after yourself and your family and help build South Africa. Whenever you doubt yourself and your ability in the weeks and months to come, always remember what it took to get here, and even more importantly, why you are doing it. Sit down quietly now for a few minutes and reflect on the following. What you've been through in the past weeks and months and even years, firstly to achieve the marks you did, and then to find the funding you needed to make it possible to register at university or for your first course. This is an achievement in itself. Never forget that. And secondly, think of why you went to all that trouble. Many of the people around you didn't bother. Remember what spurred you on. First to study so hard, and then to keep writing application after application for bursaries or to find sponsors. Think about where you've come from and compare it with the dream of where your studies will take you. Draw a picture or write down a sentence or two that will remind you of your goal. There's a goal-setting tool in the workbook and in the text, which will work very well here. Stick it up above your desk or on the inside of a cupboard door, somewhere that you will see it regularly. That's where you're going, no matter what happens along the way. Always keep it in mind. You are entering a whole new world. For most of us, university is very different from high school. The campus is new and strange. The classes are huge. The lecturers couldn't care whether you pitch up for class or do any work. From being a top student, praised and admired, you find yourself one of a crowd with no special attention paid to you. You may not be used to working with computers, which suddenly form part of every activity. You may have to see to your own meals for the first time. You have to manage your money, however much or little you have. You are surrounded by strangers who perhaps all seem to know what they're doing and where they're going, while you feel lost. Even for senior students, a new year brings disconcerting changes and challenges. The quantity and the level of difficulty of your work often increase dramatically. You may have to find new accommodation. Some of your friends may not have come back, making you doubt whether you yourself can really make it. In these episodes, we will give you some practical tools to deal with your new circumstances. Take a deep breath and relax. It is possible to study successfully, even though it may not seem that way at the moment. Thousands have done it before you, and they were just as lost in the beginning as you are now. Hang in there. One of the most difficult things to work with is the double-edged sword of freedom. A few years ago, the Sasol Inzalo Foundation commissioned a research project about the first-year experience. It was run by Marieke Vosloo and Sonia Blino, who published their findings under the title From Hero to Zero and Back, with a question mark. Here are some of the comments they got from first-year students as part of that research. The first one said, "When people say you have freedom, you really do have freedom. But because this freedom comes with far too much responsibility, at times I wish I never had so much. We are thrust into a world, some not willingly, into the real world that school has not readily prepared us for. You have to continuously, sometimes even unknowingly, make decisions that will in some way impact on your future. A second person wrote, I learned that lecturers do not really care if you attend lectures or not, listen to them or not. They are more than happy with just failing you. In university, you are just a number. You can pull the wool over the eyes of all by getting people to sign in for you, but in the long run, you fool yourself. So, no one is going to threaten you to go to class, do your work, or remind you when assignments are due. In situations like this, you wish you were back at school. Learning to adjust to the real world was the hardest and most life-changing experience. Ultimately, in life, each man is for himself. That's a little bleak. Here's a third comment. University life is a blast. You have to choose whether you want to go to lectures or not, study or go to a movie, sit in the front of the class or the back, eat healthy food or not. And the most striking one for me is, do I just pass like everyone else or strive to get the best grades? Can you identify with that? On leaving home to go to university or just settling down to study in whatever way, most of us look forward to being more independent and having the freedom to make our own choices. But are you willing to take responsibility for those choices? If you are going to imagine yourself helpless and blame circumstances or other people for what happens to you, you are going to get nowhere. You, and only you, are the master of your fate. Here are two questions that will make the difference between success and failure. Number one, why are you studying? What is your goal? And number two, are you willing to give whatever it takes to attain that goal? It is only human to take credit for anything good that happens and blame the bad things on someone else, or to deliberately ignore or suppress the bad things in your life as a survival strategy. Look on the bright side. To take full responsibility is to do both. Keep believing that you will prevail in the end, regardless of the difficulties, and at the same time confront the most brutal facts of your current reality, whatever they may be. One of the unfortunate legacies of our past is that people have an excuse for not becoming all that they can be. However understandable this may be, it will unfortunately not lead to success. Taking full responsibility takes the evil of the past and the present into account and says, I am the one who determines the success or the failure of my studies. It means developing a tough mind. Tough enough to embrace the reality that every part of your life and present situation belongs to you. Good, bad, ugly, and everything in between. Every day, 365 days a year. A successful person blames no one, and no one who places blame will ever become successful. Remember, one can spell out pride, personal responsibility, in delivering excellence. And in this vein, part of taking responsibility is showing respect for the work of others. So let's just focus for a moment on IP, intellectual property, and copyright. As a budding intellectual, you will have access to an unlimited amount of material in books, journals, and even articles on the internet. Always be aware that this material is the result of hours, weeks, sometimes years of hard work. It has been created and published by academics in South Africa and globally who have written down knowledge gained through their own studies and research. This is their intellectual knowledge that they are passing on to you, and it should at all times be acknowledged as theirs. This material is commonly known as intellectual property and protected by copyright. Using such material without permission from and acknowledgement of the copyright holder is illegal, as it infringes the rights of the creator or author. Illegal photocopying and file sharing also fall into this category, as it applies to printed or digital intellectual property. One day you may pass your intellectual knowledge on to a younger generation via a textbook or a journal article, and you would then hope they treat what is yours with the respect it deserves. It would be your legal right to expect this. That was episode 2 of Grad Audio. Remember, you can download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast, and do look at the workbook, which you can print out in separate, easy-to-use pages. It's a really practical tool, which will come in handy for our next episode, Managing Time. Do join us again. Goodbye, hambani kahle, mooi loop, tot volgende keer.